Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mushtar FM 89.6. Today we have another gossip show. Gossip, gossip, gossip. Shh. And today I am not alone in the studio because there is also Nata. Hello.
Hello.
Are you ready for the juice?
Yes, I'm eager to know what we're going to discuss today.
You're doing a lot of gossips nowadays because you didn't do that many before, but now you're doing a lot of them. How do you feel about that?
I mean, from the beginning, I remember I told Raymond that this will be my least favorite podcast among all of them. And I didn't do any gossip till like last month. So I think my mind becomes more open and I stop having stereotypes and become more tolerant about topics.
Exactly. And better late than ever, because as you know, I am the queen of gossips. I'm always here, but I welcome you again for another gossip. And today it's very interesting because we're going to open and probably close. So it's like one and one only. Love Corner. So what is this Love Corner? So basically, we're going to be reading problems or, yeah, issues that someone might have concerning the topic of love. And we're going to be the advisors, you know, we're going to give people advice on what they should do. We're going to help them get through that emotional roller coaster, you know, that's what we're here for.
Oh, I just remember as in the end of our dreams podcast, we were speaking about each other's dreams. And I think this will be quite a similar experience for me, like explaining a bit, maybe in a funny way. Sorry, I cannot be serious, but I will try to. Okay, I will.
Uh-huh. And do you have any name as an advisor? Because I remember that when you were like a fortune teller or like a dream teller, you had a name. You remember? I don't remember what it was.
No.
I was like Madame Marie for like the astrology fortune teller thing. Maybe Madame Marie should come back.
Maybe. But I don't remember even my name from the, you remember the test on our witch podcast, which I am. I don't remember even my witchery name.
You were the Snow Witch. Yeah. That much I remember. So I don't know. I remember that Hoodie was Stella. Then Victor was Soraya. I had a weird name. I don't remember which one. And yours, yeah, I don't remember. But you can be Miss Nataliana.
Okay, for today, whatever you want.
Okay, so let's go right in. So I will read the first one, the first comment that someone has left on the internet. And we're going to keep it anonymous. We're not going to say names. We're not going to say anything. So I'm just going to read it and then we're going to comment it, basically. So the first one reads, I found out a few days ago, the girl I fell in love with was only leading me on and trying to get me to develop trust in her so that she could be entertained by my pain when she suddenly dropped me. I confronted her and she confirmed that it was true. I didn't show any pain, but this one is cutting deep. I can sense some serious trust issues developing from here on out. What should I do?
Okay, I told that I'm not going to be serious, but for this one, I will make an exception because this is really like problematic.
Yeah,
I
don't know. Trust issues is a very serious topic.
I don't know why people should behave like this. I mean, this girl. But first of all, for this boy, it's important to leave this toxic environment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so first he need to stop any communication to this girl and maybe to rely more on his friends and family. And then maybe a help of psychologist will be needed. But I mean, it's good that he understood. Maybe it will be painful for some time, but he's not a child. He needs to overcome it as an adult.
Well, you don't know how old he is or this person is. We don't know gender. We don't know age. We don't know anything. So they could be an 18-year-old boy. So that's baby, but we don't know. But to me, it's funny that he is diagnosing himself. You know, he's saying, yeah, because of this, I'm probably going to have trust issues. To me, that's funny.
Maybe diagnosing himself is not so bad, but diagnosing your future problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit fishy, right? Why do you think this girl should behave like this? I still don't understand people who are negative toward others without any reason.
I mean, for me, I think it's what he said, like she was just entertained by this. She wanted entertainment. So that's why she leaded him on and she was like, yeah, that's going to be fun in the future. You know, when he realizes that he has nothing to do with me, then I'm going to have fun. I mean, that person is not good. Like we can just say it with, I mean, we're judging. We're going to be judging. Of course we are. But we can just say that this person is not good because if you're treating someone like this, yeah, I also agree totally 100% with what you said. He should stay away from her because this person is not good, is not worth it. And if you, I mean, maybe he already made the choice to stay away. So he knows that this person is not good and he's like, bye. But yeah, also I agree with the therapist thing. I think that if he knows that some trust issues are going to be developed, he should go to a therapist. Because usually when you have these kind of issues like trust issues, commitment issues, abandonment issues, if you don't go to a therapist or you don't treat them properly, you will have them in your next relationship for sure. Like in the next relationship, you maybe don't trust the person you're dating and you're like, maybe you're going to play with me like the other person did. And maybe this person is actually good and won't do that to you, but you still think that they will.
Okay, among those which you mentioned, I think one of my friends also suspects having one of them. Do you think it's impossible to treat them yourself without a therapist?
I don't think it's impossible, but I think it's very low. I mean, if you know how to treat yourself, you live your experiences and you're like, okay, I truly, for example, if it's trust issues, let's say, if you have trust issues and you are like, I have decided that I'm going to trust my partner. And if you can do it fully and not taking into account your past and you're like starting from new, let's say, then you can. But I think some part of you is still going to think about those trust issues. I mean, it also depends on the effect that they had. If they were really bad, you probably won't be able to move on by yourself. But if they were not that big and you are able to go on with your life, then maybe you can. I think it depends on the example.
Yeah, maybe it depends on how deep this problem is. But for normal person, it depends on how he can or cannot afford a help of a specialist.
I mean, yeah, in Spain, we have public health system. So you could go. It will take some time because there is a high demand nowadays. But if not, maybe you could talk to a friend and your friend could help you. But you definitely should seek out help if you think that this is going to become a problem. And if you think that you're not going to be able to overcome it by yourself. Because if you think you can, then go on with your life. But if you think that this is something that will cause problems in the future and that you're not ready for them, you should definitely seek help.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you the one I found on the internet. And this is the following. I don't know if my feelings of love are true or not. We are started dating with this guy a few months ago, and it's true that very often I feel butterflies in my stomach, but sometimes I'm thinking that I'm only thinking about myself in these relationships, not putting him on the first place, and sometimes these butterflies are not there. I'm not sure if I should continue these relations, because I don't want to lie to him, but if this is not love, I just don't want them to be. What should I do?
Okay, this one is complicated. Okay, so it's a person that is starting a new relationship. So when you start a new relationship, you're not gonna have love immediately because you're starting to get to know the person. If you didn't know them before, it's basically getting to know each other. So you should have like, yes, you said butterflies and this kind of stuff. But I don't think it should be like love, like deep in the beginning. I don't think it's realistic. I just think that if you are compatible with someone and then if you click and you feel like this attraction, if you feel this connection, then you should move ahead. But if you are in the beginning of a relationship and you already feel like this person is not going to give you what you want, then maybe it's better to drop it. But I mean, it's early stages, so I don't really know if your feelings are true or not. I don't know. It's very difficult to examine, I think.
Interesting. And I think that this question is faced by a lot of teenagers, especially in their first relations. Maybe this girl was also kind of starting her romantic life. But I think there are no real criteria how to understand if something is love or not. I think that one of the criteria should be if you are caring for this person, not only because you are his girlfriend and it's your responsibility, but because you truly do.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to know, especially because some people say that you only feel love if you've been in a relationship. Some people think that if you haven't been in a relationship, you can still feel love. For example, you can fall in love with your best friend and you haven't dated them. But sometimes it's like, am I in love with this person or am I tricking myself into thinking that I am in love with this person?
Ooh.
Yeah, that to me has happened a few times that it's like, do I really like them or do I like the idea of liking someone? So it's like, I don't know, do I like the drama and the butterflies and I can cause them myself, like mentally? It's like when a woman gets pregnant and she's not really pregnant, but she feels like she is. So she starts, like her tummy starts growing. I don't know if it's a fair comparison, but you get what I mean. Like you start thinking that you like this person and then maybe can develop to true feelings or fake feelings. I don't know what the difference is. So I don't really know where the line is.
Wow, this idea is so interesting. Just recently I've been thinking about this because I know that, especially among teenagers and youngsters, there is kind of pressure that you should be in love, that you should find for a partner or be in a couple. So I think that I myself did it a few times because it's just the culture of love.
The culture of love. Wow, how interesting. What an interesting concept.
Wait, I have a funny one. I found a really funny one. And it says that my girlfriend hasn't talked to me in a month. What should I do?
No more context, this one either, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one to me is really funny. It depends, first of all. You don't know because she didn't tell you why she wasn't going to talk to you. So let's imagine that that's the case.
I think it's the point.
Yeah, that the girlfriend has said, hey, I am going away for a month. I mean, a month without talking, I think it's a long time. I mean, if eventually she doesn't talk to you, you can move on. Because it's like, if this person doesn't care about you, then you can, like I said, move on. Because it's weird that one person just decides to not talk to you, not tell you anything, like what they're doing. I think if, for example, like they're busy with exams, let's say, they should tell you like, hey, babe, I'm not going to be available because I'm going to be studying. But I think it's really weird if someone just decides to ghost you. That's literally ghosting.
Yeah. We don't know the situation, but I guess he was texting and she was not replying. For me, it's a breakup. Mm. But even if it's a breakup, you need to discuss it. You need to tell it. Okay, that's the case. Because no information, it can be anything. I think that, okay, you express the situation, but what he should do? I think, if he already texted, like, okay, I understand that you can have some problems. Maybe something happened to you bad, but at least answer me like one word, one sentence for me to know what to do next. Is it a breakup or not? I can accept anything, but just give me some information. I'm not sure about if he should stalker her, go to her house, call her parents.
I mean, that's not stalking. Just going to her house.
Okay, maybe once, yes, but waiting for her, finishing her walk.
I mean, but if he sees her once, it's like they could talk about it. He doesn't need to stalk her. It's just like, hey, why have you been avoiding me?
But didn't he like already did this in this month?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they live in different cities. They're far from each other. I just have no idea. Now I'm thinking that maybe the girlfriend is in a coma. Could you imagine? And that's why she doesn't answer. Like, it could be anything because we don't have context. But yeah, it could be that they live in different countries, different cities, and they don't see each other. And it's like, what's happening? Something happened to her and she doesn't want to talk to him. She found someone else and she ghosted him. There are so many possibilities.
Well, still there are so many possibilities. But on the place of the girl, I would text something. Even if I like really don't want to talk to him, I would text, sorry, goodbye. I don't want to communicate anymore. Bye. But
that would be the right thing to do. But
but if she just disappeared, maybe actually something bad happened, and then I would not on the place of this guy wait for 1 month, like 1 week maximum.
Yeah, 1 week, and I would be like flying to whatever she is, like, hey, are you okay? Like, I just want to know that you're okay, because maybe something happened. Like, yeah.
Or at least ask parents and friends, and it depends what parents and friends would say. Oh my God, that's really a weird case. I hope it never happens.
I hope he figure it out. But okay, let's go to the next one. This one is longer. We actually have details, so we're going to be able to judge it better. So the question is, how to get over my crush who rejected me? So I confessed my feelings to my colleague. Let's say his name is Chris. We have been working together for a few months now, and he always has coffee with me. I interpreted this as him being interested in me. I told him to meet me outside of the office, and he said yes. We went to a restaurant and we were laughing and having drinks when I said jokingly that I had a crush on him. He got very serious and said that he was not interested in me. That hurt a lot. Since that day, I haven't been able to look at him or talk to him. We just ignore each other. I still like him though, and it's hard because I have to see him every day. How can I get over him?
Okay, I see. Actually, rejection happens really often. I don't know any of my friends who never had a rejection, so it's totally normal. Here we have a lot of details on top, so I cannot just say my situation or my friend's situation and give the key. But if they just want us to give advice how to overcome.
But I think the advice should be like how to get over someone that you see every day. Mm-hmm. Because it's not someone that you just see once in a while or you don't have to see ever again. It's someone you work with. So you're forced to see this person every day. I think that's the hard part.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I still had this situation. So I can say that if you think that seeing and talking to this person feeds your interest and love, then you need to minimize it as much as possible. But if it's still not possible, then I watched a video of coming over people, and it gave the advice that you need to just sit and put all the information on one paper about this person, advantages, disadvantages. And then when you see the advantages of this person, so he's kind, he really helps other people with work, and he works well, but he's never showing off about how much he's working, like all of this, you will understand that there are the same advantages in other people.
Mm-hmm.
And just talk to other people, meet other people, and investigate nice characteristics of other people. So you will see that actually this person is not so unique, like an angel among the demons. Yeah, and then you will see the disadvantages of this person. Maybe for some time, if this person was not really welcoming to you to help you to overcome this and was maybe rude, I don't know, the case of the rejection. But maybe for some time you can be like on purpose searching for the disadvantages of this person, saying that, oh, he left a dirty mark on his office table again. So maybe it would not be nice to this person, but just do it for yourself, not saying anyone else, but create a bad image of this person.
Yeah, like he probably kicked a puppy.
Yeah.
You can be like that.
Hypnosis? You can use hypnosis.
Wow. I mean, I agree with everything you just said. I thought that we were going to have different opinions on things, but we are agreeing on most things, which I'm surprised about. I don't know if it's my influence on you, your influence on me. I don't know. I agree that this person is not as unique as you think. Like, there are more people with those characteristics. I also would say that if, for example, in this case, they probably didn't talk about it after it happened. They just ignore each other, it says. So I would talk to him again and say, hey, I know you don't like me, but this situation is uncomfortable. So let's put some boundaries, or let's establish some things so we can hang out in the future and it doesn't happen again. I think for the colleague side, you know, because they're colleagues, the situation can be improved. So I think they could work on that if they both want.
Maybe it's better to suggest some kind of help. If you give rejection, well, yeah, to suggest some kind of help.
Yeah, I think the best thing would be for them to talk and to be like, hey, this is a weird situation. I'm not comfortable with this. And if the person is like, well, I don't want to talk about it, then it's like, okay, you do you. But I want my boundaries. Yeah, I think it's a difficult situation because seeing someone every day that you like and you cannot do anything about it, it should be very difficult.
I found another one, a really cute, maybe written just on the spot. Well, there's a really cute girl riding the bus and I'm struggling to make a move on her, like I don't know what to do.
Very precise, very short, yeah, to the point.
And I think we're a bit late with our advice.
Why?
Especially after we edit and put it on Spotify, because I think he was just in the moment. But for the future and for other people, we can still. What do you think?
You don't know what to do. I mean, I would say for this person to ask them out. Or maybe in the beginning, you don't have to be that bold. If you're shy, you can just ask their name. And then that person will be like, okay, what's your name? And then you will get to be acquaintances. And if you want to start slow, you can start that way. Now, if you want to be a little bit bolder, you can say, hey, my name is blah, blah. I think you're cute. Do you want to grab coffee someday or whatever kids do these days? Because, I mean, if you don't want to do anything about it because you're shy, you're just going to see this person every day and not do anything about it, which is also an option. It depends on what you want. You don't know if this person is available, if this person likes you. I would say just take your shot. I mean, the worst thing that can happen is that this person says no. But all the no's that you have are going to be eventually a yes. One person is going to say yes to you eventually. So yeah, just think like that and then all your rejections will be easier.
Mm-hmm. But do you think he will meet her again?
If they ride the same bus every day, I think he will, no?
If it's every day, but sometimes I see for example, public transport, people I like, but I know that in this big city, I'm not going to meet them again. So it's either now or never. And also the one you mentioned, if you don't want to be so straightforward and not saying like, hey, you're cute, let's go out. If you just want to ask like her name, I think for my culture, for Belarusian culture, it will still be like flirting with someone you don't know. If you just ask the name and you're a boy and she's a girl or vice versa, it means that you like each other, like at least one direction.
Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, cultures are very different, but you can be like, if you don't want to come across as flirting, you can be like, hello, what's your name? I am new to the city. I am new to the space. I would like to have a friend to have a coffee with. Do you want to come? Mm-hmm. Or like something friendly in the beginning. And then you can be like, hey, you know, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do the next one. The next one is a little bit tricky. you will see. Maybe you have advice for this as well. So the question that they ask is, what to do if the boy I like has a girlfriend? So I have a best friend, let's call him Kyle, and we have been friends since we were in middle school. We are in high school now, and I started seeing him differently. I was going to confess my feelings, thinking that he might feel the same way. However, recently, Kyle started dating someone, let's call her Beth, and Beth is a good girl, but I feel like he and I should be together. Should I tell him my feelings or not say anything?
Oh my god, that's like a story from Riverdale.
Riverdale, that's very specific. Could be. It's a tricky situation, so... What do you think?
Yeah, I recently watched a video about liking a married man, but for this girl, it's not that bad a situation. I mean, if she likes the personality of the girlfriend of her close friend, maybe it's okay, but it can feel painful to watch them in love. But yeah, I think like your priority question, do you want happiness for yourself or for him? Maybe he just found himself a girlfriend because everyone was in the high school, but maybe he just doesn't understand how important is this girlfriend for him.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, for me, she has two choices. First, she can choose her own happiness. I mean, it's not about choosing your happiness. I think it's just, like, deciding what you want to do. Because your happiness shouldn't be a person. Your happiness should be within yourself. Well, that said, she can do two things. First thing, she can go to Kyle. She can go to Kyle and say, hey, I don't want to break your relationship. I don't want to do anything. I just want to tell you that I have feelings for you. I would still want to be your friend, but I just want to tell you because, you know, when I see you and Beth together, like, I feel uncomfortable and I feel sad and whatever. So let him know basically what's going on, and then he can decide if he wants to stay friends with you or whatever he wants to do. If not, boundaries are always healthy.
Okay, before you said the second option, for me, it's not telling what you need, because I think she wanted relationships, and like in your version, she's saying that she feels uncomfortable seeing them like hugging and stuff in public, and it's a totally different thing.
Like if she wants a relationship with him, she can feel jealousy.
Yeah, she can, but it can be going hand in hand, but it can be not. So I think what she wants is to be his girlfriend, not just stop seeing them kissing next to her.
I think they are connected. I don't know why you think they're not connected, but I mean, maybe she's not a jealous person and she wants to be in an open relationship. I don't know. Like, she doesn't feel jealousy, if that's what you're saying. But for me, it goes hand in hand, because when I like someone, usually I don't like to see them with other people. Maybe it's not her case, but if she doesn't like seeing them together and she wants to be his girlfriend, then I think she should say it. And if he doesn't feel the same way, they could like establish boundaries. And then the second thing is that if she doesn't want to do anything because she sees that he's happy or whatever, she can just accept the reality and, I don't know, try when he's single again, I don't know, to be there. But again, if it's painful, it's going to be painful. I don't know, maybe she doesn't feel pain, but if it's painful, she is going to have to live with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I agree with these two options, but maybe I would do a bit differently. Before going and confessing, I would try to investigate somehow what is the girl, like Beth's feelings. Maybe for her it's not serious, or maybe she's not in love so much. So just to see if it's gonna be painful for her if they split or not. And maybe if it's not so, then I would be more straightforward confessing.
Okay, so this person now has a lot of things that they could do. They have three options. More, Nata, give him more.
Okay, as you say. So the problem is the following. I have a problem. I have been dating my boyfriend for a year and we live together. Every time I come home, he is either sleeping or playing video games. I have asked him to give me attention. Don't get me wrong, I like my space and I understand that he has his as well. But I'm just asking for him to have dinner with me and chat or something. But he prefers to play League of Legends. How precise. What should I do?
I mean, League of Legends is a problem. I don't know if you know the meme, but yeah, it's this kind of games that like just take your time absolutely and you just want to keep playing them and you don't have time for your significant other. It has layers to it. I want to ask you first, like, would you date someone that is like obsessed with video games?
Oh, I thought that the answer is no, but in real life, it is not the criteria. So you just fall for someone and like it is what it is. He can be older, younger, higher, taller, shorter, playing video games or having a girlfriend. So it just happens. So I think this will not be the last criteria. So perfect, we are a perfect couple, we're in love, but he's playing League of Legends, so it's a breakup. No, unfortunately. Like, it would be easier to set the criteria, which I expect from my boyfriend. So we both want to have 3 children. And then, like I said, the settings in the searching in of the life for my partner, and then I just find him perfectly suiting. But it doesn't work like this.
Yeah, but sometimes it can be like not a deal breaker, but like a turnoff that maybe, you know, because, for example, when I was a student, I used to do video calls with my fellow classmates to do projects, group projects and stuff. And I remember that there was one girl, she's now married to this guy, and she was talking to us and her boyfriend was in the background playing, I don't know if it was Call of Duty or one of these games. And he was shouting like, come on, come on, I have the gun. Come on, just go to the other side. Yeah, yeah, I'm here, I'm here. And I was like, why is she putting up with this? Like, low-key, like, I understand, but for me it's like, it's a little bit annoying. I don't know, someone that is like that. So in this case, I mean, yeah, I respect, I also play video games, like, I understand. But now it's like, how much time should you give to video games versus your significant other? Like, that is the question. For example, this person is saying that their boyfriend, the only thing that he does is sleep and play video games. Like, he doesn't do anything else. Like, when she says, hey, let's do something, let's grab dinner or let's go out, he's like doing one of those things. So in that extreme situation that she probably feels like abandoned, what do you think she should do? Do you think she should stay in the relationship and like talk to him and be like, hey, give me attention, please? Although I think she said it already, right? Yeah, like she has said it already and he's like not listening. So do you think she should have like an ultimatum, like saying, you either like give me attention or I'm leaving, or she just like go?
Yeah, I think ultimatum can work because communication is the key. And if it didn't work, then whatever was the problem, it doesn't matter anymore. Communication should work. So if he's not answering any of the questions and requests, it's a problem not because of the games, not because of his lifestyle, but because he's not answering this. So then maybe, yeah, she could say that we are either have a normal talk and a normal time together, put some boundaries, or we split.
Okay, so another question that I have for you. We have decided, basically, because I think the same as you, that this person needs to be given more attention to. This guy should be given an ultimatum or something. So what do you think the percentage of attention should be? Like, what do you think a normal relationship looks like? Do you think that you should have a certain amount of time for yourself and a certain amount of time for your significant other or together? Or, like, how do you think it should be?
Okay, I'm going to speak from my own experience, okay, now. It is a difficult question, but I think you cannot put a schedule. And also, I think that it is not good to put uncomfortable amount on your partner from both sides. I know that every person has to have personal time, hobbies, work, friends, family, I don't know. And also, everyone has the right to ask for some time, not to be touched, not to be disturbed, just to have some time. I have a friend who disappears for 2 weeks with no messages. But before this, he says that I feel down, don't touch me because I will not respond. It is also well. So I think for partners, when the relationships are really close, it's not just friendship or it's not just being acquaintances. Yeah, you sometimes want to have more attention from your partner. So I would not put exact amount, but whenever you feel that you need more, you speak your need. Whenever you feel that you receive too much, you speak your need. And then you solve this problem as adults.
I totally agree with that. I also think that something that should be taken into account, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it is the, well, they are the love languages. Do you know what the love language is? Oh, okay, so this is fun. I'm going to explain it to you. So there are basically 5 love languages, and it is how you perceive a relationship, what you want from a relationship, and how you express your love, basically. So there are 5 of them. Physical touch, so you can imagine that one. So you, the way you communicate your love is like through hugging, kissing, and snuggling, cuddling. Acts of service, which is essentially you do something for the other person. For example, you see that your boyfriend is stressed, so you bring him a cup of coffee, or like you sort out his mail, or I don't know, you can build him a table if he needs it. I don't know, I'm just making examples. Then the third one is words of affirmation, which is basically saying, I love you, I respect you, I'm proud of you, like saying words that will motivate the other person and that will show that you care. So that's another way. Gifts is the fourth one. So you like little gifts, you like to give them or to receive them, and that makes you think of the person. And the fifth one is quality time, which I think is the problem for this girl because her love language is quality time. She likes to spend meaningful time with someone doing, I mean, it could be a meaningful activity or it could be just like staying together and like no distractions, no phone, no video games, no anything. So I think that probably her love language is quality time and it's not being satisfied. That's why she's sad.
So you're saying that there are five of them and each person has like the major one?
Yeah, I think it's like one or two. Usually people have all of them, but one or two of them are the main ones that you feel like are the most important to you.
Okay.
That's what the theory says. Yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking that all of them make sense.
And yeah, yeah, of course.
At least a bit of everything should make.
But it's usually like how you express your love is usually from one way or two ways. And the way that you would like to be expressed love. Because, for example, I don't really care about gifts. I mean, they could give me a gift and I would appreciate it. Like if the person I liked gave me a coin or a rock, I would be happy about it. But I prefer, for example, like physical touch or quality time over gifts. And I'm usually like someone who does words of affection. Like I like to tell the person that I like them, that they're important, that whatever, you know, so it depends.
Mm-hmm.
So which ones are your two favorites?
Oh my God, we are getting so private now.
I mean, it doesn't have to be private. You don't have to say anything about yourself. Just like the two most interesting, maybe. So it's not intimate.
Okay, I agree that gifts are not so important. I would say for me, maybe touches and quality time. How was it? Like affirmative sentences?
Words of affirmation, yeah.
Words of affirmation. Sometimes it is important, but you don't have to text every morning, babe, good morning, my lovely girl. So
I mean, no, it doesn't have to be like that. It's just like, I'm proud of you, like, I respect you, I love you. And maybe, yeah, it can be like this guy who's playing League of Legends. Maybe he does another type of love language. For example, he does acts of service. So, for example, he takes out the trash for her, and that's the way he shows her that he loves her. I don't know, I'm making it up, okay? It's not on the text. But maybe for him, that's a way of showing it, and for her, it's not because her love language, the main one, is quality time. So, I don't know, this love languages thing is very interesting to me.
Yeah, and after your second explanation, I understood that I said something which is not true about me, so I changed my opinion again. It's something to investigate.
You can discover all the love languages in your free time, you, Nat, and also our dear listeners, because we don't have more time today. I mean, I could be talking about this for hours and hours, but today's Love Corner is officially closed. So we opened it, now it's closed. Yeah, as I always say, you can check out our social media. We are Mushtar FM on Facebook and on Instagram. Nata, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Maria.
And see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.